Freudian that I didn't use drunk.
Do you ever use that?
Drunk? No. Drank.
It's like if you didn't, you had some hard work to do and you didn't want to do it by yourself, you'd ask a friend to
lend a hand to help.
Okay. And using that word, you'd say, yesterday he
helped.
Okay, and he has
helped.
Do you ever hear people say hope for help?
As what?
To say hope for help. He helped me.
Yeah.
And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thanks, no, I don't.
I don't want it. What would I be looking for?
Okay. If food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been
heated.
Okay. And what do you call food like that?
Leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
You said he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't what it.
Chew it.
So he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow.
Hmm?
Swallow.
Or say it was it. He couldn't.
Couldn't swallow it.
And something of sort of a southern food, it's made of ground up corn. You eat it for breakfast.
A fritter?
What's a fritter?
It's just, grits. Grits is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty vague on a fritter. I've heard several things called fritters. A fritter is just something that's deep fried, I think.
Is that pancake you ever hear?
It can be a pancake.
With cornmeal?
No, I'm not sure what kind. They use all kinds of stuff they use. They have banana fritters and apple fritters and pineapple fritters.
Mm.
I'm not sure what dose they use.
What's something that, it's made out of corn, actually, but to make it, they soak it in lye to get the outside off. But, by the time you eat it, it's been washed and everything. It's either white or yellow. It's pretty swollen up. Have you ever heard of lye corn or hominy?
Hominy, yeah.
Have you ever eaten it?
No.
And the starch that grows around here for grain?
Rice.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone, would you just what that?
Smell it.
Would you ever say smell of it?
No.
How does that sound?
Sounds kind of Quakerish.
And you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
not the real thing, I mean.
But this isn't imitation.
This is pure.
Okay, what's another word for that? What did they say about leather?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear
genuine?
Okay. And if you were buying something of several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you're buying it in
quantity.
Okay, what's another way of saying that?
Bulk.
What sort of things do you buy in bulk?
Flour. Well, you mean for like a home? Flour, sugar, rice, salt maybe.
How much would bulk be?
Well, for a home, 5 to 10 pounds would be considered bulk. Yeah, that's just like for a family though.
Mm-hmm.
For the restaurant, we buy 50 and 100 pound sacks, you know, which is real bulk.
What's a sweet spray you could put on toast or biscuits?
Honey.
Okay, or something that maybe made out of grape?
Jelly.
And what you season your food with?